from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Saudi authorities have arrested 9 American citizens among 33 terror suspects rounded up over the past few days, according to the Saudi Gazette newspaper Sunday. 4 Americans were arrested on Monday and 5 others over the past 4 days, according to the paper reports, citing an unidentified source. The arrests also include 14 Saudis, 3 Yemenis, 2 Syrians, an Indonesian, a Filipino, an Emirati, a Kazakhstan national, and a Palestinian, according to the newspaper. It did not say if there were any terror suspects were linked to the Islamic State group, which has claimed several deadly attacks against security forces and Shiites in the kingdom in recent months. The Zika virus outbreak in Latin America could be a bigger threat to global health than the Ebola epidemic that has killed more than 11,000 people in Africa. That's according to several public health experts who spoke with The Guardian and Examiner newspapers ahead of an emergency meeting of the World Health Organization Monday, which would decide whether the Zika threat should be rated a global health crisis. Brazilian public health authorities are reporting an increase in cases of microcephaly, that's a fetal deformation where infants are born with abnormally small heads. An African Union summit has ended with a proposed peacekeeping force for troubled Burundi put on hold, as leaders say they will not send in troops without the government's consent. The bloc's leaders instead say they will send a high-level delegation to Burundi to push for talks between the government and its opponents, as well as to urge the government to accept peacekeepers there. The AU had considered sending a 5,000-member force to stem political violence. VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry appealed Sunday to both sides to continue the Syrian peace talks in Geneva. Kerry said the conflict could easily engulf the Middle East. He spoke in a televised statement.
The world is hoping that both sides will move quickly to meet the needs of millions of desperate Syrians, to reduce the pressure on neighboring countries, to reduce the levels of migration, and to help restore peace and stability. The main topics on the agenda for these negotiations include arrangements for a nationwide ceasefire and establishing a path to a political transition that will bring this conflict to an end.
Secretary Kerry's comments comes as a Saudi-backed Syrian delegation met with UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura for the first time Sunday, its spokesman announced during a briefing in Geneva. Representatives of the Higher Negotiation Committee demanded efforts to improve humanitarian conditions on the ground, threatening that they would shun political negotiations if it does not occur. The HNC spokesman Salim Al-Maslat commented on the meeting as it was going on.
We're optimistic and we're here to really find a solution for all Syrians, no matter what side they are on. We are here to find Syria, to see Syria free of terrorism, free of dictatorship for all Syrians.
The comments by Secretary Kerry and as well as from the representatives of the Higher Negotiation Committee come as the Islamic State claimed a triple bombing in southern Damascus on Sunday that killed at least 60 people. 2 suicide bombers detonated explosives as rescue efforts were underway after a car bombing near a revered Shiite shrine. Shiite fighters are among the dead in this predominantly Shiite city, according to an AFP report. At least 37 migrants, including children, died Sunday when the boat meant to take them to the Greek island of Lesbos sank off Turkey's western coast. The death toll rose late Saturday after search crews found more bodies trapped inside the 17-meter craft. Rescuers were able to pick up 75 survivors. The United States aid agency has announced $97 million in emergency assistance for Ethiopia to help address the ongoing humanitarian crisis resulting from the impacts of the El Nino phenomenon. The agency says the seasonal warming over the Pacific Ocean has significantly impacted weather patterns, limiting agriculture productions, among other things. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.